Grad school is a big move. Your student loan should keep up. With College Ave Student Loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control, from application to payoff. Make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeav.com and apply today. That's collegeav.com.
Look in the mirror. When did your metabolism decide to take a permanent vacation? You're working out, eating decent, but that stubborn gut just won't budge. Standard diets don't work anymore. They just starve your body, crash your energy, and burn away the lean muscle you actually want to keep. It's time to break the cycle with Almased. Almased isn't a fad diet. It's a high-protein, all-natural meal replacement shake, scientifically backed to burn deep belly fat while protecting your muscle mass. The secret is a unique, low-glycemic formula. It keeps your insulin in check, forcing your body to stop storing fat and start burning it for fuel.
I hit 50 and my energy cratered, while my waistline did the opposite. Nothing got rid of my belly fat until I tried Almased. I dropped the belly, got more energy, and honestly, I feel like I'm in my 30s again.
Don't settle for slowing down. Protect your muscle, kickstart your energy, and lose the gut for good. Go to Almased.com and use promo code BELLY to get a free shaker bottle and a free weight loss guide with your first order. That's Almased.com, promo code BELLY.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Dork Podcast. It's the Dork Podcast.
Rich Keith.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keith, joined as always by Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm very tired. I'm just so tired.
You sound exhausted. What's the problem? What's the matter?
Well, I watched 24 hours of TV in like 4.5 days.
Sheepers crud. I'll tell you what, Luke Cage is all of 13 episodes.
Definitely
13 episodes. If nothing else, it's 13 episodes.
You feel every minute, every second of that show.
I swear. And we'll get to plenty of other stuff. So if you're tuning in, you saw the title. It's Luke Cage, Iron Fist. But as promised, we have plenty of other stuff. We have a good amount of This Week in Dork. But I just want to say, when I first started watching Luke Cage, I felt like I was on episode 4 like 8 times. Like every time I went back to Netflix, I was like, God, I got to be like halfway through. And it's like episode 3, episode 4. I'm like, what? I'm like, I've only watched 2 episodes?
Yeah, I mean, it's same thing. Like I was... you know, Netflix runs like 3 episodes in a row before they ask you if you're still watching. So like what I would do is like, I had the TV downstairs. My kids were asleep upstairs. My wife was gone for the weekend. So I was like doing laundry and I was cleaning. So I was like, I was watching, but I was like, it was all happening in the same room, but I was like in and out kind of.
Yeah.
I was like, all right. And I'm like, hold
on. Where am I at?
I'm still on the same episode. Like it's still the same episode.
What's crazy too is Luke Cage. When I say it's an hour episode, I mean it is 60 minutes. And in fact, they got so ridiculous at the end. I swear, I think the penultimate episode was like 62 minutes. And then the goddamn last episode was 69 minutes.
Nice. Yeah.
Not nice, though.
Not nice.
I was like, oh, my God. I go, just put this thing out of its misery. Meanwhile, seriously. Iron Fist, which we'll get to, 50-minute episodes, 52-minute episodes, and only 10 of them.
Yeah.
Ugh,
which I feel like now this isn't a spoiler. We're getting into this later, but that's kind of the sweet spot. Like, between 8 to 10 episodes is, like, where you need to be.
Oh, yeah. 13. You know, 13 sweet spot. Oof. A sour spot. Ryan, people are already upset we've talked that much about it. Let's get to the news, shall we?
Let's do it.
This Week in Dork.
Did you see the Joker images, Rye?
Did you see the
Joaquin Phoenix Joker images that were all over the internet streets?
Jaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
I mean... I don't know. Like, I mean, that's the thing. I'm like so like intrigued by it, but at the same time, I'm like, this is going to be bad.
He looks like a fucking clown.
Well, that's the idea. You know, that's the idea. And then one of the shots I saw, he was actually in like clown costume.
So let's put Cesar Romero pick of the pod aside just for a moment. Okay. Mm-hmm. At the big screen, you have Jack Nicholson's Joker from Batman 89. You have Heath Ledger's Joker from The Dark Knight. You have Jared Leto's Joker from Suicide Squad. And now you have Joaquin Phoenix. Those four, just the images alone, where does Joaquin rank?
I think it's a dead
percent.
Two. With tie with Nicholson at two.
Yeah, probably. I mean, Jared Leto is just so you want to half give him credit for going like in a different direction, but it's just Hot Topic Joker. Like that's all it is.
That's all it is. But at the same, yeah. I mean, and again, I've mentioned to you, I think he got absolutely smoked in that deal. I think
he probably did. He probably got.
He got sold a bill of goods that you know he was told it was going to be one thing. That's his fault.
And it's acting like an absolute jackrabbit. That guy. He was sending used condoms to like the rest of the team and like the rest of the cast. It's like, bro, you're not even in the movie.
Well, that's the thing. So like 70% of what he shot was cut.
No, I know. I can only imagine. I can only imagine how good it was.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like in an alternate universe, along with our James Cameron Spider-Man, like that movie exists.
Yeah,
you know? And now they're doing a Joker and Harley Quinn thing where like they kidnap Dr. Phil to like fix their. Have you read about this? Like this nonsense?
I don't like that really one bit.
No, I don't like it at all.
I do want to. Yeah. But so anyway, Joaquin Phoenix, it's a decent looking Joker. He's a really good actor. So I'm intrigued. I have no idea if it's going to be any good. It could be a pile of poop.
Oh, could. But you know what I really liked was if you looked at it, like the scenes of him walking, like they had like the.
Yeah, the trains, the subway.
How he walks, like, really is really off-putting. Like, he does like this, like, flat foot walk thing where he like kicks his feet. Like, it's like this. It's you can tell he's doing it on purpose because there's another thing they showed with like another set footage where like he was walking and he's like doing it on purpose. Like he's walking like an idiot.
I think the best thing for him is that he's not the first Joker after Heath Ledger. Like, it's just like, you don't want to be the guy replacing Howard Stern. You want to be the guy that replaces the guy who replaces Howard Stern or whatever it is. Right.
So remember when Opie and Anthony went off the air in Boston and they put Eddie Money on for a little while. Remember that? It was like David Lee Roth. And then it was Eddie Money.
David Lee Roth. Yeah. Corolla, I think, got a crack at it. And somebody else too. We're all got operating. You're like,
I remember Eddie Money
Corolla
was like,
should be good, thing. But it just didn't work. Yeah. Eddie Money. No.
Yeah.
Like
the money man. Yeah. All right.
No, not gonna work. Thank you. But anyway, so that's the Joker. I'm with you. It looks interesting. I'm really excited for the trailer on that. That's gonna be a much anticipated trailer. Right, how about this news with the Disney and the 20th Century Fox and all that stuff? Kevin Feige could be taking over the X-Men. And trying to figure out how to introduce them into the MCU. So let's just, there's a lot to unpack with that. I guess my first question would be, would you just completely recast the X-Men and find a way to get them in? Start from scratch?
Start over. Wholesale it. Yeah, because I don't want to like shoehorn in like future past and like, I don't want McAvoy and Stewart like going into this thing.
What if I told you that that was on a different universe, and then these universes somehow, like, I guess my question would be, with what's going on in Infinity War, could that lead to like the X-Men coming through?
Maybe.
I asked the tough questions here.
But do you want Hugh Jackman showing up in this thing, or do you want a new Wolverine?
I kind of want Hugh Jackman. I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think so. I don't know. Maybe. Like, don't you want Deadpool in this?
Kind of like I want a Deadpool Spider-Man movie. That'll never happen, but I that would be something.
I would love a Deadpool Spider-Man movie. Yeah. I would love. Yeah, because there is good in the X-Men universe. It's not all good,
but there is plenty of good. You're right. Sorry, I'm yawning. But like,
Jesus Christ, we're two minutes into the goddamn thing.
It's not even that. It's just like I said, I'm just exhausted.
You're bored by the topic.
No, it's not that. It's not that at all. Actually, I'm about ready to like get my legs here and get
you're
going.
Bored, you're bored by the company that you keep.
I mean, I have been for almost 20 years. Jesus Christ.
Do you have any Death Wish coffee you can pound down over there?
I know I'm out, but I do have some pumpkin. They have pumpkin on the way, so that's coming.
I can't wait. Oh, wait, how about Dunkin' Donuts not being Dunkin' Donuts anymore?
What?
Yeah, they're officially just Dunkin' now.
Oh, because they do more than donuts now, so they're just Dunkin'?
I don't know. I don't like it.
Is that? I don't hate that. I hate that.
I hate it. That. All right, good. We're together in hating
is
it.
Is that breaking news?
Oh shit! Do we have the sounder?
I live in Connecticut.
Yes. No, it's Dunkin' now. Check it out. It's just Dunkin'.
I don't care for that.
We were talking about it on the radio today, and everyone's like, "Well, that's probably for the best because you know people just call it Dunkin' or Dunks."
Dunks, yeah.
Or Dale said Dunkies. I was like, "Who the hell calls it Dunkies?"
No one calls it Dunkies.
True story, and I don't think they believed me on the air. I actually just call it donuts, and it's true. It's
no, like you the, don't.
Yeah,
no, you don't.
Yeah, I do. You can ask Katie.
I'm going to donuts.
Yeah,
I'm going to donuts.
I'm going to donuts. I go. You want anything from donuts? Or I'll just say this. I'll stay straight up to my wife. I'll go, you want donuts? And for like the first year, she's like, you know, I don't want any donuts. And then now it's to the point I'm like, I'm going to donuts. And she's like, I'll have an iced with just milk.
You want to come with?
Ask her.
You donuts, come with?
I'm going, I'm swinging by donuts.
Put her on the phone.
I'm still going to call
phone
get left. Down here. I'm still going to call her, still going to call it donuts. It's always going to be donuts to me.
No,
they're
my
like,
God.
Yeah, like, you're so weird. I'm like, you think that's weird? Trust me, there's weirder shit going on than that.
Yeah. That's like, you know, what do you call Starbucks?
I think I just say Starbucks.
Okay, good. I've heard Starbies. I've heard the Bucks.
No. Oh, Bucks?
The Bucks. I'm going to the Bucks.
I think maybe it's in this household, it's been abbreviated as at that occasionally. But usually, yeah. Starbucks, you're not saving a whole lot of time. I can just, Starbucks is fine.
You don't like Starbies?
I don't. Maybe I'll just call Star Lord.
Yeah, go Star Lords.
Yeah, Star. You want a Star Lords? I think just everybody mix it in at home now. Just be like, I'm going to donuts. You want any donuts?
You want donuts?
Like, what?
No, I don't know.
Have a donut. Yeah. You want a large donuts or do you want medium donuts?
One just cream, milk? Two cream,
cream, extra, extra. Donuts? Like, huh? Yeah,
I don't know.
What? Anyway, so yeah, so look out for that. So don't be alarmed when you're driving by donuts.
Where are we? Where
just,
are we right now?
X-Men in the MCU, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, that's good. Good thing.
Maybe we'll get that Gambit movie, bro.
Apparently that's got a release date. It's in development. They put another like soft release date on it.
No, it's not.
Someone tweeted it at us. I'm like, fuck that. There's no way. Get out of my face with that. Channing Tatum's going to be 50 years old by the time that movie comes out.
Supposedly. Guy who plays Gambit isn't even in high school yet. That's how long away that movie is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They hasn't even been born yet.
Remy LeBeau.
Yeah.
Remy LeBeau. How about this little nugget? So there's more there with the X-Men stuff. I haven't figured out exactly how I want to get them in there, but I think I want to get some of them in there. But you can bend stuff with dimensions. Because like the way the MCU is set up, it's clearly going to like reset anyway. With phase four, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't think we need to overthink it because I think they're going to be involved or we're going to lose a lot of characters. There's going to be like a new Captain America, probably a new Iron Man, probably a new Thor. And then they're going to maybe that's when you get the X-Men and the Fantastic Four, right?
I say do it then. Give it some time. Wait till you get to phase four and then bring them in.
Breathe a little bit. Let it breathe.
Like, air it out. It's like a fine wine, you know, air it out a little bit.
Ryan, I feel like there's not enough comic book character TV shows.
You're absolutely right. If this episode is going to teach us anything, is that what we need more of is these things.
There's not enough of them. And thankfully Disney has heard our cries because the Disney streaming service apparently is going to spin off MCU shows with MCU characters. And the two that they've already highlighted so far are the Scarlet Witch and Loki.
Yeah, and so it's the same character. So it's
Elizabeth Olsen
and Tom Hiddleston are actually playing the roles. Like it's actually like a side quest with them.
I'll tell you right now, I do not want a Loki show. I could give two shits about a Loki show. I already think Loki's been in too many of the movies as it is.
You know who I do want?
Scarlet Witch.
That's nice, but you know who else I want?
Gambit.
Nope.
Gamora. Yeah.
Korg and Meek. Give me a little buddy comedy with Korg and Meek.
Show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Korg and Meek show.
Oh, I'd watch that. Up, down, left, right.
How about a Beta Ray Bill show? What about a
Barry Bill.
Yeah.
What if the Korg and Meek show, what if it was just like a talk show and Korg was like the Conan and then Meek was the Andy Richter?
And you just like every once in a while you just see him like throw blades, like stick knives at people.
And then like just like image, like as they're coming back from commercial break, Korg's never paying attention. He's just like looking at Meek. He's like, what are those eggs? What are those eggs?
Or like they're in the middle of like some weird conversation.
Yeah. Or they're playing some bizarre card game or like some game that you've never seen before. They're like, oh, we're back. I guess we're back. Hey, Meek, slide over.
You're cheating.
And then it's like a gag. Every episode, Meek has to slide over for the guest, and it's just he leaves a puddle of like pus. Come on, Meek.
Or he like goes to like get up and like rips the couch, you know, with like his knife hands. I think you and I could write this show. I don't know who we talk to, but you and I could write the show.
I would love that show. And then what you do is you have like a combination of like sometimes they would interview like Valkyrie, like she would come on the show as Valkyrie, but then other times they would interview like Drew Carey, and it's like he walks in like he's just like, what is this?
So what essentially it turns into is like a funnier Marvel Space Ghost, like that's what it turns into, which is for me that's awesome. I love that show.
So we watched Space Ghost. I've never seen it.
Old Adult Swim Space Ghost, like turn Korg and Meek into Space Ghost, and that's what we should.
I think that would be the best show that they could possibly put together. Everybody else, I've kind of already gotten it. Like they don't need shows.
Do we put together a treatment? I think we do. I think you and I write that script and send it.
I'll work on that.
You know who got to start that way is Drew Goddard. Drew Goddard wrote Buffy fan fiction. Now he's directing Bad Times at the El Royale, which I'm dying to see.
Not to be confused with Kevin Williamson, who wrote the movie Scream.
Oh, yep. That's right.
Add that to the list. So anyway, Korg and Meek, that's the answer. So Disney streaming. So there's honestly probably 30 comic book character TV shows right now. Like the CW alone has like six of them. Netflix has like six of them. Like they're everywhere.
You need more. And what they need is 13 episodes, hour long a piece.
Speaking of them, Ryan, Daredevil season 3, we got a little bit of a teaser. And this thing comes out sooner than I thought. October 19th. That's not too far.
Like
away.
Real fast. Like we're out of. So we have a pretty packed schedule moving forward. Well, you got to figure in 2 weeks, Venom. And then Daredevil, and then it's Dorktober all month.
It's hashtag Dorktober 3 season of the witch.
Yeah.
All month long.
All month.
So
and we somehow got to shoehorn Venom and Daredevil in there.
At least Venom, I feel like, fits the Dorktober mold.
Yeah,
like,
it does.
It's kind of a creep. Daredevil will probably do November, in early November. Give people time to watch it.
Yep.
Next week's episode, just to give people what they want. Horror movies since 2010.
Yep.
That's a nice way to sort of dip your toe in.
Because now we're like, it's a little bit more, we're not doing like the best of, we're doing ones that are.
That last year. And, oh, by the way, you can check the archives on that front. And Ryan, some very exciting news. For whatever reason, I guess corporate over at Entercom has decided to keep more of the episodes active. So usually we only had 50, and then every time we'd have a new one, another one would go away and you had to go into the website or whatever. But now every episode we've ever done since we've joined EEI anyway, all of those episodes are available right now on iTunes. So if there's old episodes or old topics that you were wondering if we covered, go ahead and check that bad boy out, including last year's Dorktober, top 50 horror movies and shit like that.
And Goo was very, very concerned that our King of Kong episode was going to go away.
It's there.
Which is his favorite. Yeah, you can go.
It's his favorite episode. So I think it's episode 12. So go check that one out. But Daredevil, I think they already confirmed Bullseye's in it. And I'm trying to avoid any kind of review or anything. Yeah, I read one headline. Do you want me to tell you what the headline said?
Yes, please. Okay. Please do.
This one particular headline said Daredevil season 3 is the best Netflix Marvel show to date.
Good, because I love Daredevil. Daredevil's one of my favorite. Like if someone said my favorite underrated Marvel character, I would say Daredevil.
He has some of the best comics ever.
Yes,
like thanks to Frank Miller,
was incredible.
I was gonna say thanks to Frank Miller, Daredevil is like the man. It's super cool. Jeff Loeb has some good stuff too. Oh, so we recommended Spider-Man Blue last week, and I know Dr. Joe went out and. He grabbed it. Daredevil Yellow is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend that also. Speaking of Netflix, Big Mouth season 2 is coming out. Looks amazing. Can you humor me? We have the trailer. Can you just do the Steve?
Wait.
Hormone Monster Steve?
Because he has one line in the whole show. So I feel like I'm like, just about Steve. You're never going to have it.
Every He's time so I encouraging. Get him, I get him so encouraging. It's the best. It's the absolute best impression.
That's just the Sanka coming back up.
Birds of Prey, Ryan. Let's go back. Let's just end this with a DC movie update. Birds of Prey getting a February 2020 release date.
Oh my God.
2020.
What is DC doing? What are you doing?
Do you think this is kind of looking, do you think this is looking ahead a bit? Do you think that the 2020s, when we look back on them years and years down the line, are also going to be referred to as the Roaring Twenties?
That's a good question.
I think there's a chance.
I hope so.
I hope there's a bit of a back that comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, not to step on your toes too much. I know we got the Davey Video Game Minute coming up here very shortly, but big news was the announcement of the PlayStation Classic.
Yeah.
And I know you're not very excited about it.
It's not that I'm not excited about it. I mean, it depends. They're being very weird about it. And they're like, there's going to be 15 games on it. Here are five. Like,
15 seems a little low too.
It's a little low. And not only that, but like, what are the games? Why aren't you saying the games? Like, why aren't you telling us?
What games would you need to consider getting it?
Twisted Metal 2.
Yes.
So Tekken 3 is on there, which is might be.
I might get it just for that.
No online play though, but we can do local. We can do like local stuff.
Only local business.
Like a Resident Evil, like Resident Evil 2.
Yeah. I just think
they say there's a Metal Gear. I'm trying to think. So I'm trying to think of games.
I don't know, man. I don't think I need it. I mean, between my Nintendo, the Sega, the PS4, I'm kind of thinking I kind of want to switch, but I'm not there yet. I don't think I have any time for a PlayStation Classic.
You don't have time for that, especially when you have like a lot of the games, like the good games you can get, you can play on PlayStation Arcade. Like if you wanted to play Tekken 3, like you could have, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And some people said, so the one that like people are crazy about that, like needs to be involved is Symphony of the Night, Castlevania, which is people consider to be the best Castlevania game. And you're not wrong.
All right.
So that they talk about that one, but you know,
okay.
Who am I? Why don't I just release what the games are?
Yeah, why don't you tell me the name of the movie you want to see?
Just tell me the movie you want to see. Yeah,
Brown Eyed Girl, Agent Zero. What? Kramer? All right, Ryan.
Yeah.
Do you want to get to your minute here?
Let's do it. Yeah.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute, even if it takes more than a minute.
And we're back. Okay, so some very sad news, Richard. We got a pick of the early pick of the pod.
Holy smokes.
Telltale Games is shutting its doors.
I know, and the employees were not happy.
They are not happy because it broke that they were kind of going under, and now they're like, everyone's been laid massive layoff at Telltale Games, and they like didn't tell anybody, or like don't have like severance packages for anybody. They're just like, bye.
Terrible.
Which is bad. I mean, I don't know what happened. Like, it's still kind of a developing story, so you don't really know what's going on, but like Telltale has put out some like really good titles. I don't understand. Like, people are like blown away. Like, this just came out of, to some people, weird. Came out of nowhere because they had, let's see, the Walking Dead game, which is super successful and people love it. And it's in its last season right now. And it's halfway through.
Yeah.
It's not done. So that's weird. But there's interested buyers in buying that title. The Batman games were really good.
Guardians.
Borderland game, Guardians was pretty good.
I did not like Borderlands. Games, I played Borderlands. I didn't like it.
Wolf Among Us was incredible with their first game, which is an awesome comic and an awesome way to do that. Kind of like the choose your own adventure thing, I thought was really cool. And they're just like, yeah, we're done. So crazy. I guess pick of the pod, Telltale Games, which is sad because they were one of those game studios that were doing something that nobody else had done. It was like a completely fresh.
It was so
not
different.
They hadn't done, but they weren't doing. It was like
no, the, it was cool. The games. I liked it.
Yeah, it was like a choose your own adventure book, which is you know kind of sad. Speaking of more sad news, so people are pissed. I guess Nintendo keeps pushing back the online play for the Switch. So you talk about getting a Switch. This is topical. So people are kind of pissed that they're just not doing it. Like they're Come just like, they keep delaying it, and that's like the big thing.
False promises. Story of my life.
Did you see the big changes to your boy Torbjorn?
I heard. No, what are they?
So
I know he's getting changes.
He's getting changes. So there's his ability now where he like actually his molten core actually like puts down lava.
Ooh.
They're doing away with his scrap. His arm. His arm. You can't. I think that's going away.
Oh, he picks up his bullshit. Yeah, that's fine.
It's going to take longer to set up the turret, like a little bit longer, but it's more powerful.
Huh.
So you can boost it. Like, it's like, you remember when like Mercy's big ability was to, like resurrect everybody and then they made it like an ability. So they're doing that with the molten core for the turret. So it's like it's a cooldown ability.
Yeah, that's cool.
If we ever play that game again, we are in a fight. Me and that game.
You may not.
We are in a fight with that game. So you know what? I'm gonna stop it there. I mean, there's a lot of things. I'm still trying 100% Spider-Man. Spider-Man just had an update, by the way. There's three new filters in the photo mode, and they fixed kind of like, you know how like when you go from photo mode to like you go from, was it free mode to like orbit? Mm-hmm. Like Spider-Man like disappears. Like they fixed that. So like it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
You know, and there's three new filters, so you can go snap some pictures. I might actually try to 100% this when we're done here, but
I like that. All I have left is like the like stopping like cars and like the thug ones. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But like, and those are tough because they don't all just show up, so you get to like swing around and wait for them.
Like in the neighborhood. Yeah.
And so that's all I got left. I have every suit. I have everything. I only have like one or two trophies to like unlock. Like I'm almost there.
Yep.
All right, Ryan, what do you say we get to the topic du jour?
Why?
Well, because it's the topic of the day.
Okay.
Today, as promised, we finally are getting there, so we can cross it off the list. We have done every Marvel Netflix show in the history, I believe, with the exception of Daredevil Season 1, because that was very early in the dork days. We didn't get to that. But everything else we have done. And so we're for the first time ever, we're combining two seasons.
Yeah.
Luke Cage Season 2. And Iron Fist Season 2. Luke Cage came out back in June. Mm-hmm. Iron Fist came out, this month or last month?
I think this last month, I think.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Yeah, whatever.
Doesn't came matter. Out in the fall. Let's start non-spoilers. We're going to start out non-spoilers. And we're going to kind of ping-pong back and forth between the two. I think that's the easiest.
Yes, easiest way to do it.
Let's start out, though, specifically with Luke Cage, Ryan. Did you like it?
Nope.
This was the absolute definition of a slog.
Oh,
this is a slog.
Me,
this was a slog. This felt like six straight days of watching Luke Cage. And what's crazy, so another way of putting this was it came out in June, and I wasn't like super excited to see it. So I didn't really watch it early on in June, but probably by July, I'm like, I'm going to give it a go. I watched like an episode. Fine. It was like a full hour. The whole episode felt like a full hour. Then I'm like, I'm going to kind of walk away from it a little bit. And then this is a really bad sign for that show or any Netflix show. I think maybe I watched the second episode of Luke Cage. Then Ozark came out. Ozark Season 2.
Yeah.
I watched 10 episodes of Ozark before I watched episode 3 of Luke Cage.
Yeah. And it was just one of those things where, and I said this to you in a text, I was like, I know exactly what's going to happen in this story. When they bring all the, finally every character in the show is like, by episode 5, I'm like, I know what's going to happen now. Like I know exactly what's going to happen.
It was bad. I did not like it, but it also wasn't, you know, some things are bad and you can kind of all of a sudden you're like, all right, well, this is kind of comical. Like it wasn't that either. Like it was just, like, you didn't care. Like, it was, like, boring. Like, it's the worst thing a show can be is it was boring.
You hit it right on the head. Like, I just didn't care about, like, anyone in this show. What's it? Rosario Dawson, this isn't a spoiler, but she dips in, like, episode 2 or 3. So she's gone, like, the whole time. And they mention her a bunch, but she's not there. So, it's like, the best character for me in the show is gone.
I mean, the more I think about it, the worse it is.
I can't wait to talk about spoilers about this, because there's something that you and I both talked about. Oh my God, that pissed me off so much.
We'll get in there. All right. Iron Fist season 2. Did you like it?
Yes. So I kind of did.
The shock of all shocks, because Iron Fist season 1 for me is still the worst, and we hated Jessica Jones season 2, Iron Fist season 1 to me is still the worst. So this was the most pleasant surprise out of the whole thing. This was good, and it helps that it was 10 episodes, and it helped that each episode was more like 50 minutes than 60 minutes, but even still, like, the show went by faster. I watched this in such a short amount of time, whereas Luke Cage took me forever because I just I was never looking forward to watching it.
And you, like, there were characters that you wanted to see what happened to them. They were compelling. Like,
so I liked multiple characters
in the show. And I think that this was the difference between the two shows. Like, Iron Fist, they're like, all right, we recognize that we kind of screwed up and we're going to try to fix it. And they did. They fixed it. Like, Danny Rand, they know that he's kind of like a weird, dumb character, but they're like, we're going to use that. Like, we're going to use it. And like,
what did he, like, he is completely different from season 1. He sucked. He was so bad in season 1. I wasn't sure if it was the actor, if it was the writing, if it was like the direction, like telling him like how to say things and do things. Yes. But he comes back and it's the weirdest thing, because he's the same character, he's the same actor, but you just have a completely different feeling about him.
Yeah, and so I don't know
if he's comfortable now or what it is, but
it was just like, he's, you don't have to be angry to be like a superhero. Like, he's just kind of like going with it, which is kind of nice. But
he also did like a weird thing where, like, every time he was like asked something in season 1, he would just kind of like go like, like he would kind of like huff and like sniff.
Yeah,
and you're like, just use your words, man. Like, I don't know what you're doing. This is very, very, very weird.
It was very weird. So my point is that, like, Iron Fist, they saw what needed to be corrected and corrected it. Whereas the people who were running Luke Cage just, like, gave up. Like, they just quit. Like, they didn't show up. They were Sunday Night Football New England Patriots. Like, they just did not show up.
Well, they must have only read, like, the good reviews of season 1. And
right.
Like,
and like, we got it. We know it's going to work.
It's all set here.
Yeah. But like, Luke Cage, like, so, like, Danny Rand was, like, the most, like, unlikable Marvel superhero character I've ever seen. And then Luke Cage season 2, like, I could not for the life of me get behind this guy. Like, this guy sucks.
He sucks. No, but not only do I hate him now, I don't think I like any of the characters in the universe. Well, I like Misty. I like Misty Knight. Yeah. And what's funny is, this isn't a spoiler either, because you can read the casting. Like, she's in Iron Fist a lot.
And she's great.
The best character from Luke Cage comes over to Iron Fist, and it was really good. So,
and Richard. Oh, yeah, we'll get into the spoilers. Never mind.
All right.
Remind me to come back to that.
Fighting and the action, which is always something, it's always so much more violent in Netflix than it is in the movies, just because that's so much more PG than this is. So, like, the Daredevil fight scenes are some of the best ever. Punisher has a fight scene that is up there with anything.
The one in the prison?
No, the prison one and the one in like his bunker.
The
Punisher season.
Yeah.
Daredevil's season 2 with Punisher is amazing. But I'm saying when they all come in the bunker. Yeah. 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 Or whatever it is, like his basement or his lair, whatever it is.
His basement. That his garage.
Insane. That thing is nuts. Iron Fist had a bunch of good fights.
Really
Luke
good ones.
Luke Cage had like one, and they had more hours of television and they had less good fights.
Yep, it was one good fight.
How is that possible? I don't know. So, and then like the stories, I guess the one thing you could say about Luke Cage is, I don't know. What can you say about Luke Cage, honestly? Like the
without
story.
Getting into spoilers, it was just lazy. It's just a lazy story. It's overwrought with like things that they go in way into detail into things that ultimately don't matter.
Yeah, and this is one where, like, you know, we can kind of sum it up to you, and we'll do that in the spoiler section in like 30 seconds if you don't want to watch it, because it's one of those ones where if you are an MCU fan, which I assume you are, you listen to this podcast, then maybe you don't have time to watch every Netflix show. You don't have to watch this one. You absolutely don't.
No, bullshit, because we had people on Twitter calling us out for not doing these episodes. You know what? I made the time. I made the time, so you make the time. You know,
well,
you
were the one. Those people watched it, I'm sure. Yeah, I don't know.
No, everyone has to watch this and share.
My point is, like, you're like, well, can I watch Daredevil season 3? You know, and do I have to watch this? I haven't seen Daredevil season 3 yet, but my guess is you're going to be fine. You don't need to watch this. Iron Fist, you probably don't need to watch, but I think you should. I really recommend Iron Fist season 2. I do not recommend Luke Cage. Simple as that.
No, watch like a recap. Like watch like one of those 5-minute recaps.
Do you want a season 3 of Luke Cage?
No.
Do you want a season 3 of Iron Fist?
Kind of.
Would you be okay with Luke Cage and Iron Fist or Power Man and Iron Fist? Team up.
Eight episode season. Yes.
Of the two of them.
Yep.
That's what I want. All right, Ryan, rank the Marvel Netflix seasons. There has been 10. Daredevil will be 11. And then I know we're getting a Punisher season 2. We're getting a Jessica Jones season 3. And I don't know if they've planned anything as of yet, but there are currently 10. I have my rankings ready. You can go or you can let me go. Up to you.
Okay. I'll go. Daredevil season 1. Jessica Jones. Daredevil season 2. Punisher. Defenders. Sorry. Daredevil season 2.
Yep.
Luke Cage season 1.
Okay.
Defenders. Ooh, now we're getting into the dredges here. I got to so I can do it from the bottom up. I can meet you halfway. So the worst one, Jessica Jones season 2.
Yes.
Iron Fist
1.
1. Luke Cage season 2. And then which one am I missing?
Iron Fist 2.
Oh, wow.
You left that one out. So here's my list.
Iron Fist 2 is better than the Defenders.
Yeah, so this is my list, and I think you can also go tiers with it too. But this is my list. So I go Jessica Jones season 1 is my personal favorite. I go that one. I go Daredevil season 2 as number 2, and the only reason is because the Punisher's in it. So for me, it gives it a bump ahead. Then I have Daredevil season 1 number 3. But I would say those three, I can hear a conversation on any of those. You can jumble that order up any way you want.
Those are the top three for sure.
Those are the top three. The Punisher season 1 is number 4. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can make a case it's higher, and I don't think you can make a case it's lower. I think that's right there.
Yep.
Here's my warm take. Iron Fist season 2 is a top 5 Marvel Netflix season.
That's a warm take.
Because then number 6, I have the Defenders. Then I go Luke Cage season 1, followed by Luke Cage season 2, then Jessica Jones 2, then Iron Fist 1.
See, I liked Luke Cage season 1 a little bit
better. Okay. So,
and that's why I'm so pissed about it, because I actually enjoyed Luke Cage season 1.
It was a bit of a dump. So Luke Cage season 2, what would your dork score be?
2.
I'm giving it a 2 as well, and I'll get into specifics for why it wasn't a 1. There's a couple of reasons why it was a 2. As for Iron Fist season 2, what would 4. You give it?
Hard 4.
I'm going 4.5.
I'll go 4. I'll go 4.
I really talked myself into it. Now, here's the other thing. We both watched Iron Fist season 2 right after watching Luke Cage. Could that have been why we liked it as much?
It could have been, because it was much more, it was much better paced. It was much lighter. I felt Luke Cage got like some heavy spots.
It just had like more characters that you cared about.
Yeah.
It was almost as simple as that. It was just like, it's just better. It's just better.
It's just better. Like, be better.
Anything else non-spoiler?
I let go of my anger about the Colleen Wing thing. I let that go.
I love Colleen
Wing. I got over it.
I love Colleen Wing.
Chinese versus Japanese thing. Like, I got over it.
Well, she wasn't running through the city with a sword either.
Well, it comes into play a little bit and you forget about it.
Yeah.
You know, you just start caring about the character. And I think they stop talking about that enough where you're just like, okay, this works, you know? So.
All right. Let's get to spoilers then, shall we?
Oh, let's do it. Hang on.
Cue the alarm.
Oh, I'm stretching.
Spoilers! 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 Here come the spoilers!
All right, here we go, Ryan. Let's start. Do you want to go best parts or worst parts first?
Let's go best parts. We'll do best parts first.
All right, best parts of Luke Cage. I think I have two or maybe two. Three.
For me, one of the best parts was the fight, the first fight with Bushmaster, where he knocks him out. Where Bushmaster actually knocks him out, and they get it on camera. That guy's he can move. I forget the guy's name.
Bushmaster?
The actor. But, like, he's a pretty good athlete. He does, like, the guile kick on him, you know, knocks him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the best part was the episode with Iron Fist.
And that's what I was going to say. I was hoping you would say that because I'd come back to it. When you were talking about that, like, Misty Knight was one of the better characters in Iron Fist.
Right.
Iron Fist was the best character in Luke Cage.
And it was funny because when he came in, like, I noticed those changes right away. Like, he came in to Luke Cage and he just felt like comfortable, like, in the character. And he was like, I kind of like this guy. And he was like joking around with Luke Cage. And they're obviously trying to set up something where, you know, even the one kid who sucks, by the way, DW, the kid with the sells the t-shirts, he's obnoxious.
He's the Dwayne Dickles. He's the fucking Dwayne Dickles.
He sucks. He was so annoying. In season one, they used him very sparingly, and he was like, okay, like he had the DVDs member of like the incident, and you're like, okay, fine, you're using him, whatever. He's obnoxious. But anyway, he was like, ooh, Power Man and Iron Fist. Like, I like the sound of that. And you're like, yeah, we get it.
We do. Like, can we get to that?
Let's hurry up and get to that. But the fight scene that those guys had together, and like when Luke Cage like threw Iron Fist and he like knocked out a bunch of dudes, like that was good. That was the best episode. I think that was episode 10, I want to say.
Set to Wu-Tang.
They had two fight scenes, both set to Wu-Tang, and those happen to be the two best fight scenes.
I would say one of the other best parts for me, the highlights of the show to me, were the musical guests on Luke Cage.
KRS-One.
KRS-One.
That was awesome.
Who else? Jadakiss, and then they with Faith Hill, and then they had who's my Gary Clark Jr., the blues guitarist. That guy's awesome. So
when they cut away from KRS-One, and I was like, no, I'm like, go back. Like, let him do his whole song. Let him do a set. Like, I would have rather watch him just perform all night long than whatever we had to be subject to. What else was good? You know what? Episode 12, Luke Cage and Bushmaster team up for a little bit.
Yeah.
And that wasn't terrible. That was a decent fight sequence.
But by that point, you're just like, I don't care. I just don't care.
That's it. What did you think of the end of Luke Cage? Where so now he doesn't think he's a villain, but he's kind of taken on the role, and he owns the club now, and he's like looking down on everybody, and it's like he is now, he's wearing a suit, and it, you know, Misty can't believe what's going on. What do you think of that?
If he wasn't such a dick throughout the season. Like, he was a dick throughout the whole season. Like, I would have been like, oh, like, if that came, like, he was, you know, Mr. Sweet Christmas, Luke Cage, like, the whole time, and it was fine, and, you know, it just happened, you know, circumstance brought him there. But, like, from the very beginning, you knew he was going down, like, a dicky path.
How about that lady who was, like, in charge of one of the families? I forget her name. I wish she had
the Italian. Yeah.
She said she wanted coffee with him.
Yeah.
I was like, nice. Or espresso. He's like, that was like a pretty good. He's like, I don't like espresso. And she's like, well, then you don't like how they make it or something. I was like,
you haven't had a good one.
Yeah. I was like, well, that's sexual. Iron Fist had so many more good stuff. They like the fight scenes there were good with Iron Fist. He himself was better. Colleen Wing was awesome. And like, you know, we talked about the like Ant-Man and the Wasp was really like the Wasp and Ant-Man.
Yeah,
this was really Colleen Wing and Iron Fist, I thought.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, they knew, like I said before, they knew he was kind of like the worst part of the show. And they wanted to develop like other characters. So they did. And they did it well.
You know what's crazy? I was going to say Ward Meacham. I actually like him. Where did that come from?
Joy Meacham. I like Joy Meacham. I liked Davos was awesome.
Davos was a good
villain. We're sleeping on Typhoid Mary. Like Alice Eve was pretty good, dude, as Typhoid Mary.
Typhoid Mary. It's so funny. I was just I just texted you too.
Yeah.
I was in the library and I was just looking for like comic books. I was in the Daredevil section and I'm like, oh, what's something I haven't read? and there was one with Daredevil and Typhoid Mary on the cover. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, what an obscure character. Yeah. Good pull. Obviously she was nuts, but she was like, that was a good villain because you weren't really sure how to feel about her. And like, yeah. I know the multiple personality thing has been done on a lot of TV shows, but I thought they actually did it pretty well.
They did it pretty well. And what I'm excited about now is that Typhoid Mary, or like Bloody Mary, is a Daredevil villain. So like, right. They're going to probably put her in Daredevil.
Yeah.
At some point. Right.
Probably. That's the idea. I mean, it makes sense to tie her into this. The one thing I would say about Joy Meacham was it was a little kind of convoluted, like what her motive was.
And it was a little thin, but like, I think Davos was good enough to carry that.
Davos was a good villain, and like, we were introduced to Davos last season, and like, we know what his backstory is. So like, that was able to make a little bit of sense. But I like that, you know, the couple of the villains were in there. One thing also about Joy Meacham, which I had to include this, was so she was obviously having her back and forth with her brother, and then he shows up at her house and he goes, are you gonna invite me in? And she says, yeah, that's the way it works with vampires, right? Which is a callback, I would say, to her being in the pilot episode of True Blood.
You think so?
Dang. Yes, of course.
You got that one? Yeah. Of course.
Yes, she was in the first episode. She's like one of the first people you see in True Blood season one.
That happened so long ago. I don't.
Well, I like her because she was also in the 90210 remake.
Oh, my God.
It was David Silver's younger sister.
Brian Austin Green?
Yes.
Yeah.
So remember when Kelly's mom and David's dad got together?
Yes,
they had a kid, and that was her.
Oh,
like that. Small world.
Look at that.
Small world. what else about Iron Fist? Oh, the Davos getting the fist, like the two red fists, and then Colleen becoming getting the white fist there.
Yeah.
How about the Crane sisters? Holy smokes. Good stuff all around.
And how about the mention at the very end of the was it Oliver Russell? Oliver Russell? Is that the guy's name?
Who?
At the end, when Danny has the guns.
Oh, my God.
Yuri got him.
That was insane.
So I did some digging, and so there are multiple Iron Fists. So everyone, there's been, and one of them, was it Oliver Russell was the guy's name?
I don't remember.
It's a blur. It's something Russell. I think, hang on, I have to look it up.
Okay.
I think it's Oliver Russell.
Yeah, the ending, so the Luke Cage ending isn't the worst.
Someone's going to help me out here.
But it's a slog to get there. The Iron Fist ending was badass. So Colleen Wing is now an Iron Fist, and Iron Fist is with Ward. He's out in like Hong Kong or something, and that scene was sick. When he pulls the guns out, you're like, Iron Fist has fucking guns now?
Yeah. So there was another Iron Fist that fought in World War I that Danny goes on. Like, I started doing like a little back digging. And so this guy, he's one of the older Iron Fists. Because remember he said like Davos had they cut the tattoo off an old Iron Fist, and that's how he got it. That's how he becomes a Steel Serpent.
Yeah.
Well, so they go and find this guy. And he was, since World War I, has been an Iron Fist. And he has his guns. And he learned how to channel it. So the idea is that Danny went and found him.
Oh, my God.
And took the guns from him, and he taught him how to do it.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Love that.
So I love that the Iron Fist is now extending to, like, weapons.
What are the chances? Iron Fist was, like, the punchline. Like, that was the worst thing. With the exception of the Inhumans, Iron Fist was, like, the worst thing that they had put together. And Iron Fist Season 2 comes out, and now they're bending bullets like Angelina Jolie and Wanted.
I just found it. Orson Randall.
Oh, that's right. He mentions him. He mentions him. He's like,
we got to go find Orson Randall because he's the guy who shipped the.
That was like Rand. Like,
yeah, Orson Randall.
Rand.
Yeah. Well, see, there you go.
Something's coming together. Something's.
And
clicking.
If you look at, just do a Google image search of Orson Randall, and it's awesome.
And then what's also, I will definitely look that up. We'll tweet that out afterwards too. The Daughters of the Dragon. That is what the combination of Misty Knight and Colleen Wing are called. And so they obviously spent a lot of time setting up those two. So they could even do a whole season of those two.
Just like I said, eight episodes.
They should do eight episodes of Power Man and Iron Fist and eight episodes of the Daughters of the Dragon.
Yep. Perfect. Do it. I'll watch that up and down, you know?
Oh, I like that very much.
Sure do.
All right. Should we do worst parts?
Let's do it.
All right. So the Luke Cage shit with ESPN.
Oh,
it was awful. It was so cringe inducing. And so they have Jemele Hill and Michael Smith.
Yeah.
And the worst part for them is like they're in the thing. They're talking to Luke Cage and like he's trying out for the Jets. And they're like going on and on how they love him. And you're like, all right, like, I guess we're in the MCU now. Like, is that how that works? Because I can watch that show. Or can I? That show got canceled. And they're even promoting it. They're like, oh, we have a new lead in for the Six. I'm like, no, you don't.
Disney owns Marvel. Disney owns ESPN. So there's your tie-in right there. But I think you said, it was so forced and so on the nose. Oh. I get the idea that it was an interesting idea and that's just it. The idea that like Luke Cage could be kind of like an athlete, like someone who would be sponsored right. and have sponsorships. I'm like,
but do you want to go down that road?
You don't. And that's the thing. In theory, that's a good idea. But in practice, that looks stupid. And to put Todd Bowles, like the most flat guy, like on camera. The head coach of the Jets. Like that was the stupidest thing. And like, what's his name? Fielding calls from Nike.
Oh, like, it was just,
I thought
cause it's like, well, all right. If he wanted to play, I don't think he would need a tryout. He would just play. He would knock everybody over. You couldn't tackle him. Like he would kill everybody.
And then the whole joke, like, when he ran, he ran like a 3.63 40.
Yeah. Then like,
he's faster than Usain Bolt. And then all the Jamaicans in the show were like, you're not faster than Usain Bolt.
Oh, by the way,
did you hear that? Did you hear that?
I heard that.
And tell me.
It was pretty strong. I would say the accents in this movie, Jamaican me crazy.
Oh my God.
I couldn't deal with them. I couldn't deal with it. And I was like, and before I started watching it, somebody had told me, they're like, yeah, it's kind of hard to understand the villain. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like that stuff usually doesn't bother me. But then I'm watching it. I'm like, if there's important dialogue here, I'm missing it.
I don't think any of the people who played Jamaicans are actually Jamaican.
They may not.
I did
not
a quick IMDb search, and they're like, "You're not going fight a Luke Cage." Like I do a better Jamaican accent than strong. Most of the people. That's pretty strong. I do a better Patois accent.
Some of the other things I didn't like in this. At one point, when Bushmaster was fighting him, and he got him like kind of, he did something to him where he like kind of froze him.
Yeah.
And Luke Cage does this, and like other movies are guilty of this too, but he's fighting a one-on-one fight with Bushmaster, and all of a sudden Luke Cage gets stuck and he goes, can't move. I'm like, yeah, we kind of got it. Like now you're tipping him off now that he can't move. Like, and actually, why'd you have to tell us that?
And what's her name? Tilda. What's her name's daughter? There was a scene.
Black Mariah.
Mariah's daughter.
They call her Black Mariah once in this, in this season.
There's a scene where she's explaining what's going on to a grave.
Yeah.
Where she's just sitting there talking to a grave. I hate that.
Yeah. And like just catching everybody up on what's going on.
Yeah. As you're talking to like a headstone, like you're not talking to a person, the person's dead and they can't talk back to you. So you're like, I don't know what I'm going to do, Dad.
Yeah. The writing was trash. The writing
was a real, real rough couple days. You're just like, who the fuck are you talking to? Like, could you imagine like walking by and seeing someone doing that? Be like, what are you doing?
No, it was a pile of shit. The whole, all the dialogue was, there was another scene where, Luke Cage and Misty Knight are kind of going back and forth talking. And she's like, who said I'm your sidekick? And Luke Cage goes, me, it's my show. And I think he might've even looked into the camera. I'm like, you're not Deadpool. Like, what do you mean it's your show? Like, that's a little too on the nose.
Lazy writing and just like some of the things they say, like you would never, I can't think of any off the top of my head. Luke I had some written down.
Luke Cage said, and I quote, make Harlem great again.
That's one of them. And I'm like, you know, like when you just go like, you can't see it. If you're listening to this, you can't see it. Me throwing my head up to the ceiling, staring up the ceiling and going,
there's a lot
like,
of that.
Oh my God. Yeah. There's a lot of references to stuff like that. And,
oh, there's also a Stan Lee poster. There was a Stan Lee poster in there. Yeah. The other thing was, I guess this one, I didn't really know this because I don't watch Cloak and Dagger, but I guess they mentioned Bridget O'Reilly, which is a detective. They mentioned that she moved to New Orleans and she's a character on Cloak and Dagger who originated from Harlem. So like, that's kind of cool. Like they recognized her. I like all those little tie-ins.
You know what else pissed me off is when, Piranha invites Luke Cage to the party and the guy breaks the bottle over Luke Cage's head, just, and Luke Cage like picks him up and like picks him up in the air and then puts him down.
That whole scene was dumb. Like, he was just there so they could take pictures.
Well, then his buddy goes, who do you think you are? The big green guy? And I'm like, just say it. Like, why are you saying the big green guy? Like, why are you going through all of that just to not say the word Hulk?
Oh, the other big problem I have with the whole season is Shades. He was one of the real low points of season one, and he's used even more in season two. He stinks.
That whole relationship. By the way, Alfre Woodard, who's a wonderful actress. Have you ever seen somebody mailing in as much as she did?
No, it was like Jennifer Lawrence in X-Men Apocalypse.
She completely mails it in. And this is bad podcasting, but Shades, Theo Rossi from he was in
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, Juice from Sons. He makes this face the whole time, like.
Yeah, he's not.
Like
he's
and he t- like, and I said he looks like he's about to start whistling the entire. He's just like pursing his lips, like.
He just does. He's not cast right. Like, I'm not saying he's a bad actor, but like, he's supposed to be like this tough guy and like not intimidated by Luke Cage and all stuff. It's like, dude, you're a twerp.
And he stands like this with his hands like this, like one hit fist cupped in another hand. He talks and he moves him apart like this. Like he puts his hands in a fist like on his chest and like covers it with his other hand. And he like moves him. He like separates him. He's like, Emariah, you know, and he has like the, like, it's hard, also, hard to do.
He was bad. And there's no rhyme or reason to when he actually had sunglasses on. Like, sometimes at night he would have them, then other times during the day he wouldn't. And you're like, I thought you were Shades. I thought that was your Shades.
And not only that, but like, were you like me? I don't know why. Like, they're both attractive people, but them, like Alfre Woodard and Theo Rossi making out was like
terrible,
incredibly gross. It was like,
didn't make sense.
Are you guys enjoying this?
They weren't into it at all. I doubt it very much.
She would say like these like weirdly perverted things to him when she like lit the guy on fire and she's like, I wanted to straddle you right on that bar. I'm like, gross. Because the guy's like on fire.
There's so many
like,
dead bodies in there.
Like, ew.
Yeah. Yeah, he sucks. I mean, really, it was Bushmaster, Shades, Mariah. Those were the main villains. And then Luke Cage sort of becomes a villain, I guess.
So why develop the relationship between Shades and Mariah if he's just going to flip on her anyway? Like, you spent episodes like of just developing this thing and then being like, and he just flips on it for nothing.
Well, then
what kills me is like, he admits to like three murders. Like, he killed three people and they just let him go.
Yeah. See ya. Like, I guess right, so they could get you. Her. I don't know. That was weird. That was really strange. And then his buddy was a Comanche. His buddy
Comanche. Yeah.
Was Thomas Jones, the longtime NFL running back. You might remember him from the New York Jets. I believe the Chicago Bears, a couple other teams. That's Thomas Jones.
Really?
The actor now. Yeah. He wasn't bad.
For like an actor. You know what he did like as a Sugar? The kid, that character.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned him. Sugar was good. And I'm sure if they do another season, he'll be like Luke Cage's like right-hand man. Yeah. So he actually was. He was one of the rare characters in that whole show. What did you think of Luke Cage's dad?
So didn't the actor who played him die like halfway through?
Unfortunately, pick of the pod.
Halfway through the season. So like, he was probably supposed to be used more. And I think that would have been, nice to see that, that develop.
Would have made more sense. He's a great actor.
But like,
he was in The Wire. He was in a little known television show called Square One, which was like a math show back in the day.
Oh, I remember Square One.
He was on that.
Math Man. Remember Math Man? It looked like Pac-Man, but it was Math Man.
Yeah, Math Man.
You remember that?
I do, sure. I
didn't understand it.
The villains and the heroes were both significantly worse in Luke Cage than they were in Iron Fist.
And Luke Cage sucked. Like, the character Luke Cage sucked. Yeah.
It was bizarre. It was like they switched. Like, Luke Cage and Iron Fist from their season ones to their season twos. It was like, if they were stocks, like, they literally just traded places.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. All right. Let's see. Iron Fist. So the Crane sisters, those tattoo artist girls, that was pretty cool. And then the fight scene that the Daughters of the Dragon, which they never call them that, but
they like Wing
and Night and Wing are Nightwing, I guess is what you can't
call
Nightwing.
They said that. They said that.
I was like, you can't say Nightwing. But they looked, that fight scene was sick against them. They were kicking some ass. I also like when Colleen Wing fought like all those punk kids, like, finally, like, those kids were so obnoxious. You're like, all right.
Oh, they just kept coming in and out. Like, just please kick the shit out of them. Yeah. No, that was good.
That was good. So, the villains in Luke Cage though, like, I just don't.
Nothing.
I might be jumping the gun here, but there's no one stood out. Mariah was like awful. I think what do they call it? Nightshade, Tilda, her daughter. They start. Yeah. She's Nightshade. She could be good.
She could be. She has the most. She's interesting. Yeah. Whereas, you know, Davos and Joy and Bloody Mary or Typhoid Mary were better. And the other thing with Typhoid Mary, another MCU connection, right, was she mentioned, and some of those flashback scenes were in Sokovia.
Yes, they mentioned her involvement in Sokovia. She spent time in Sokovia.
Yeah, she was like rescued from Sokovia, I believe.
Yeah.
Like, so that was all pretty cool. So, but they really have walked back the movie connections from like earlier Netflix shows. There's very few now.
And again, how much do you have to pay Tom Holland just to like show up for 30 seconds in Daredevil?
Just swing through, you son of a bitch. Just or get like, him.
You know how they did in Supergirl where like you just saw a little bit of Superman, like the first time you saw him, it was like she was like dazed and she kind of saw him a little bit. Like, you can do that.
But it's she referenced him a bunch. Yeah, right. And like he was on there even too. But so.
Yeah. But the first time you saw him on that show, he was like kind of like out of focus and you could tell it was him.
Yeah. You know? So here's the other thing. And I guess this is a spoiler for Infinity War. But everybody, I assume if you're still listening to this, you've seen Infinity War. You had to have.
Yeah.
All of these shows clearly take place before Infinity War because I don't know. I don't think half the population disappeared in any of these episodes.
And not mention it. You're going to mention.
So that's the thing is like, how long are the Netflix shows going to continue? And at some point, don't you have to address that? Don't you have to do that?
What if they just bail on Luke Cage altogether and be like, well, he disappeared.
It'd be
he
fine.
Disappeared. The Thanos thing, he disappeared.
They could. They should. No, but my point is, so they've already referenced the attack on New York. So, like, Avengers 1, clearly every single Marvel Netflix show has taken place after Avengers.
Yep.
So
Ultron, you know that now Ultron happened because they Ultron mentioned Sokovia.
Right, and Ultron has happened. So you really can't do, like, years' worth of shows and not have Infinity War happen.
No. It's got to catch up at some point.
That sucks. The other thing is, what other characters do you think would make sense in this universe? Now, I'm with you. Spider-Man's the ultimate one because Spider-Man, and from playing the game, like, swinging through the city and seeing all the goddamn, like, Alias and seeing... You know what they actually didn't do a good job of in the Spider-Man video game was... Harlem. Like, there's no Luke Cage references, I don't think, in Harlem.
Well, now you know why.
They saw they got an early screening.
Yeah. No, I think what would be really funny is if, like, Danny Rand shows up to, like, or, like, whoever shows up to the Avengers building and, like, asks for someone specifically, and they're like, no, they're not here. Mm-hmm. And, like, well, could I make an appointment? And he's like, no, he's like, oh, is Tony Stark here? Is he in? They're like, no, you have to make an appointment. And, like, when is he here? He's like, he's never here.
Yeah,
he's never here. Like they did it in the Spider-Man game where they're like, they're never there.
Yeah, he's never there. You know what wasn't in the Spider-Man game? And I forget if we mentioned it. I think I did. And I think it was like a copyright issue, but there was no Baxter building. And that would have been cool. But that's, again, it's with Fox and Sony and Marvel and everything else. So it's not in there. But the Fantastic Four is the property that is most in need of a reboot.
And again,
don't you think it would be cool that, like, wouldn't the Netflix series be like a way to kind of get them off the ground?
Did you hear the rumor that they're trying to get that off the ground again with John Krasinski and Emily Blunt?
You could do worse.
With John Krasinski as Reed Richards and Emily Blunt as Sue Storm.
I don't hate it.
I kind of like it.
Do you? Okay.
You see an Edge of Tomorrow with her and Tom Cruise?
No, I have no problem with her. I don't know if I like him.
I haven't watched the Jack Ryan series yet, but I heard it's pretty good.
Well, I liked him in The Office, and maybe that's just my fault. Like, I see him as more of like comedy, but clearly he can do other stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Ryan? I mean, we sort of hit on how we can make these shows better. I think they can combine characters and they can do less episodes. That's sort of the key. We're all fired up for Daredevil 3. all in all, not bad. I mean, Luke Cage was just an absolute slog of a show. Iron Fist was a pleasant surprise. So that's kind of how it summed both of those up.
Yeah. So who's excited for that? You know what I mean?
Oh, so here would be my 10-second summation of Luke Cage if you hadn't seen it. It would be, you know, all right, he is still having like trouble with himself. He doesn't know what to do to like how to protect the city and what to do and the difference between right and wrong at times. There's a couple of bad villains in there, which he dispenses of, including a Jamaican crew. Now Black Mariah is gone and he has sort of in a way replaced her.
Yeah.
That's kind of it, right? Like
that's kinda
it.
Yeah.
He's kind of a bad guy now, but not really.
He's kind of a bad guy, but like not really. Like he's going not with down
Rosario
bad.
Dawson. He's not with Rosario Dawson or Misty Knight anymore.
Right. That's and he's like his own thing. He's with Sugar. And he's like, he's taking over the paradise. And he's like, yeah. At the end of it, he's looking out over the thing. And you know, the other thing that sucked about Luke Cage is they used the same shot. They had the shot of Biggie. And so it was B.I.G. behind him with the crown. And then whoever was in charge of the club was standing in front of it. And the crown was on top of their head. Always. And it was so, again, on the nose and lazy. You're just like,
how about, you know? he did replace that painting, though.
Well, he did. And so, and then Mariah and Shades replace it, but it's a Basquiat painting and it's two crowns. So you have two of them with crowns on their head.
Ooh,
it's
like, what a message.
It's like, you think your audience is stupid. Like they're not going to see that. Yeah, like you're not being clever.
But then Luke Cage goes with Muhammad Ali at the end and he's like, all right, whatever. Okay, fine.
Whatever.
So yeah, those were shows.
They were shows.
If nothing else.
That exist.
Meanwhile, Iron Fist. So, like, Luke Cage, like, that's kind of it. And you're like, all right, whatever. Like, if I never saw another episode, I don't care. Like, if I don't figure out what happened with him, like, oh, is he like, the leader of that crew? I don't care. I don't care what he does. Meanwhile, no. Iron Fist, you're like, so this dude's got Iron Fist guns? Like, I gotta see
Iron Fist sword.
And Colleen Wing is out there cleaning up the city on her own now? I gotta see that.
I gotta see it.
Gotta see that. All right.
Anything let's else? Get to it.
Nah. Right, let's go. Pick of the pod. Pick of the pod time.
Pick of the pod.
All right, here we go. Pick of the pod.
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 All right, Ryan. Kick, receive, defer, or defend a goal?
I'll receive this time. Something I watched two episodes of, and I'm like oddly intrigued by it, is the show Norm on Netflix. The Norm MacDonald show.
Oh, like back in the day?
No. Like his he's got a new show.
Oh, it's talk show.
His talk show, yeah, which
I
don't know.
I thought you meant Norm, like the old Norm show with like.
No, not Artie like Lang. Cheers. No, not like Cheers. Norm. No, Norm MacDonald show on Netflix. I've watched two episodes of it, and it's completely like bonkers. It's crackers, if you would say.
It's got, yeah, sure.
I think he just has people show up because he's Norm MacDonald, and they have no idea what they're getting into because it's just like the most bizarre.
He just kind of goes through. Yeah.
He's an odd duck. Mm. That guy, but it's entertaining.
All right.
It's entertaining. Have you seen an episode yet?
No, I was excited to. It's one of those ones where I saw the trailer for, they released a while ago, and I was super excited for it, and I just haven't gotten around to watching it yet.
Check it out. I would, don't tell Katie to watch it. I don't think she'll like it.
She already has watched it, and she thought it was kind of bizarre. She thought she was going to like it, but she was like, it's not, I don't think she did not like it.
The more we do this, we're like 200 episodes in, and I'm already like, are we over 200, by the way? I keep saying we're about 200, but we're over 200, right?
No, we're not there yet. We're more like 180.
I'm starting to, the more we do this, the more I get in tune with your wife's tastes and things. So I can, so you watch it. It's a, you watch it. Not
I will watch it.
The King family watch it.
Well, this is your pick of the pod. Don't worry about her. She's been upset with some of your recent picks.
That's the thing. I'm worried about it.
Don't worry. Don't you sweat it. I have something different, Ryan. Instead of a pick of the pod, I have more of a call to the people. There's been a long running comic book / graphic novel series that is out there. I'm looking for another one to dive into. I've been picking up things here and there, but some of these like long running series, like, you know, Saga, I've read most of, 100 Bullets, I've read most of, The Boys, I've read most of. So I'm looking to get in on the ground floor with something else. Have you read Fables?
I've read the first two.
Okay.
And so if you play, they're great. So if you play The Wolf Among Us, the Telltale game, that's Fables.
I did not play Wolf Among Us.
You should. That's a fable story. So that's it's actually really good. So the idea is that have you read anything into it?
I know very little. Like, I have a general idea of what it's about.
So fairy tale creatures exist.
Right.
They exist with us, and they know who they are. But they're like down in their luck, and a lot of them have to like get charms. They have to get like spells so they look like normal people, but spells are expensive. So you have people who are just like stuck in there. Like Mr. Toad is just like stuck in his house. Like he can't leave because he can't afford magic to like look like a normal person. So he's an actual frog. And the main character is Bigsby Wolf, who's like the big bad wolf. And he's a detective.
Yes.
So there's a murder. There's a murder going on. And yeah,
I think there's like 20 volumes or whatever.
And they're awesome. Yeah.
All right. I'm getting in. So I'll take Davey's word for it. But if any of you guys have read Fables, you can tweet me. Don't spoil it, but just you can tweet me or email me and let me know if you think it's worth reading.
But it sounds like a good one. Yeah. Did you ever watch the show Once Upon a Time?
No, I watched Grimm.
All right. So it's like that, but better. It's like Grimm Once Upon a Time, but better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for that. All right. So next week we kick off hashtag Dorktober 3 Season of the Witch. Some of you might be wondering, what does Dorktober mean? Just means it's October, man.
It means it's really October, and we're talking spooky stuff in Macabre.
We do just about all horror movie stuff. We have it mapped out pretty good here. We still do the same, you know, This Week in Dork and Pick of the Pod. So there's non-horror stuff in there. But next week it's going to be horror movies since 2010. I don't know if we should do like a list or if we should just sort of go back and forth as we...
We'll go back and we'll ping pong it. Just make a list. Make a list in the movies.
Yeah.
You know, we'll outline it. We'll fix it. And if we not, we'll fix it in post. You know what I mean?
Mostly the best ones. We can also throw out some disappointing ones. What's the scariest? Shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Scream 4, whatever the fuck it was.
Scream 4 is going to be on the list, dog. Going to be high on that list, dog. All right. You can rate, review, and subscribe on the iTunes. We thank you for doing that. And as a nice little bonus, there are more episodes currently available on the iTunes. You can follow us on Twitter at Dork Podcast. You can email us dorkpodcast@gmail.com. We are youtube.com/dorkpodcast. You never know when there's going to be a video up there. Plus, Davey be twitching. Davey, where can the people of Twitch with you?
Right here, right now, twitch.tv/ArvonD. And I'll say to the people in the chat right now, if you haven't yet, hit that thing right above my head. There's a little button that says follow, subscribe. If you have a Twitch Prime sub burning a hole in your pocket, you know where to find me. You know where I be. So please hit that follow button. Follow me on Twitter, ArvonD, any social media. And I will be sure to answer you right, wrong, or indifferent. I might even yell at you if you get lucky, if you press the buttons enough.
You know what I forgot to mention about Luke Cage season 2?
What's that?
A lot of N-word.
A lot of the N-word.
I was surprised by that because it's still Disney.
It's still Disney, but a lot of violence. Like, remember, like Bushmaster like cut the guy's eyes out and then they lit the guy on fire. Like a lot of graphic violence.
It is funny though when you think about these shows, like some of the violence that's in Daredevil and Punisher, and yet they never say the F word. They never ever say the F word. But they say the N-word and they literally just like light people on fire and rip eyes out. It's bizarre. Like what people think is like worse than other things.
It's crazy. I didn't even notice that before, but you think the Punisher is pretty graphic.
Very graphic.
Yeah.
You said very graphic.
But you sounded like the actual hormone monster right there.
No F-word and no exposed breasts.
Anyway. Which is a shame because there are plenty of those.
Good question. By the way, All right, what would be your Steal a Smooch podium, but from the two shows? I'll go first.
You go first.
Colleen Wing, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Misty Knight, number two. And I think I might be forgetting something, but Joy Meacham, third.
Joy Meacham sneak. I think Joy Meacham is off the podium for me.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go Typhoid Mary.
Oh,
Alice Eve.
Oh, would you go Mary or Walker?
I go Walker.
Okay.
You're a little crazy. And then I would go Colleen Wing with the silver medal.
Yeah.
And then I would go Claire.
Yes.
With the bronze. She wasn't around enough. She didn't have a good enough performance. But honorable mention to both Misty Knight and Tilda.
Tilda
was
Nightshade.
Nightshade. Something else. And I know we don't like to, you know, we don't objectify women. I'm just saying that there's symmetry in those faces, and there is an objective beauty to them that I appreciate and respect.
Okay.
Pick of the pod.
Really?
Bill Cosby.
He's not dead yet.
Oh, put the pudding pops in the sleeping bag. Am I right?
Would you go over under 4 months for Bill Cosby?
He'll do a year.
No. I mean, he's going to die in jail.
You think so?
Yeah.
He does not look good. He's got that one cloudy eye.
That's what I'm saying. And now you're going into jail. Like, you're not going to be sleeping on a king size bed with like the Serta mattress or whatever the hell. Like, he's going to be, it's not going to be good for him. He's done.
Yeah.
Which it shouldn't be. The guy's a monster.
He is a monster. You know what the most disturbing story of that whole thing was, is when he had like 8 NBC interns like sitting around him Indian style while he ate a plate of curry. Like that disturbed me more than the rest. Just watching him eat.
It was all bad.
Like that really freaked me out.
Yeah. What a sicko. All right.
Yeah.
What a way to end it.
Who'd have thought? The guy who told Eddie Murphy not to say, "You cannot." Remember that bit at Eddie Murphy, Raw? When Bill Cosby called him and yelled at him for saying the F word.
And then look at him.
Look at him.
Who's worse? Yeah.
Who's laughing now? Funny guy.
Sadly, none of us are, because neither one of those guys do comedy.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, another perfect episode.
Another perfect episode. Don't even have to edit a thing. I won't even close the window this time and ruin the whole thing.
Grad school is a big move. Your student loan should keep up. With College Ave student loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control from application to payoff. Make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeav.com and apply today. That's collegeav.com.
Skipping meals, cutting out carbs, still staring at the exact same number on the scale? Let's be honest, you aren't lazy, but your metabolism might be asleep at the wheel. Traditional dieting doesn't work anymore. It forces your body into starvation mode, burning up your hard-earned lean muscle while locking away deep belly fat. You're fighting your own biology. It's time to stop starving and start optimizing with Almased. Almased isn't a fad. It's a natural, high-protein, low-glycemic weight loss shake powerhouse backed by over 30 years of clinical university research. It doesn't crash your system. It reboots it. Almased is scientifically proven to target stubborn gut fat while protecting your muscle mass. No artificial sugar or fillers. Almased is made of 3 natural superfoods. It gives clean, sustained energy all day long and results you can actually see in the mirror. Stop fighting your body. Give it the fuel it needs to burn fat, crush cravings, and reclaim your edge. Go to Almased.com right now to get your protein and shaker bottle. That's Almased.com. Reset your metabolism, reclaim your health, and transform your body with Almased.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.